Thousands of college students around the United States finally came together in person to celebrate the completion of their studies without face coverings, virus tests, or pandemic restrictions. Some graduates from the past 2 years also joined the class of 2022 to receive their degrees in the traditional graduation ceremony known as commencement. They listened to speeches from other students, university leaders, and in many cases, well-known people from the world of music, politics, medicine, and sports. At the New York University ceremony on May 18th, they listened to a speaker who had left high school after 10th grade and never attended college, Taylor Swift. Swift began her music career at 15 and is now one of the most popular singers in the world. At NYU, she finally received her degree, an honorary doctor of fine arts. I'm 90% sure the main reason I'm here is because I have a song called 22, she told the graduates gathered in the famous Yankee Stadium. I in no way feel qualified to tell you what to do. You've worked and struggled and sacrificed and studied and dreamed your way here today. Swift added that she is not the kind of doctor you would want in case of a medical emergency, unless you needed a person who can name over 50 breeds of cats in 1 minute. Antonio Vasquez completed his studies at NYU in 2020, but did not have a traditional graduation ceremony. The university had a special ceremony for the students from 2020 and 2021. Walking among the thousands of people wearing purple, the school color, he said he had a question in mind.
Well, how do you give a commencement speech 2 years after you've graduated? Sort of just like, hope you have a job by now, right? But they did a really good job. The ceremony itself was well done and really provided some closure for me.
At Princeton University in New Jersey, graduates listened to a real doctor during the school's graduation week event on May 23rd, known as Class Day. Dr. Anthony Fauci, the well-known infectious diseases expert, told the students to fight against the normalization of untruths and unfair access to health care. He said that many who died after getting sick from COVID-19 did not have access to medical care, good housing, or healthy food. He said many parts of a difficult life in the U.S. are related to undeniable racism that continues in our society. Class President Santiago Giron was the student speaker. Giron said, there are two empty seats in the crowd right now. They would have been for his grandparents in Colombia, who died after getting sick from COVID-19. He said, the sense of friendship and community he felt with his classmates helped him through the hardest year of my life. At a university in Florida, Rollins College, the student speaker made news, but did not say a word. Elizabeth Bonker was the top student in her class. Bonker, however, has autism, which prevents her from speaking. She has not used her voice since she was 15 months old. She used computer software that turns typed words into speech to talk to her classmates. She said the technology permitted her to complete school and free her mind from a silent cage. In her speech, she advised her classmates to work to help other people throughout their lives. We are called to serve, she said, and to see the worth in every person we serve. In Atlanta, Georgia, movie maker and actor Tyler Perry spoke to graduates at Emory University. Perry told students that even though they are done with school, they should continue to look for professors in other parts of their lives. They should seek the advice of experts and not run away from the feeling of pressure that comes when working to accomplish their dreams. For some, it takes a while to build a dream, Perry said. Stacey Abrams, who is campaigning for governor of Georgia, spoke at Spelman College. A 1995 graduate of the college, she told students to be bold when thinking about what they want to do in the future. She said, she learned to believe that I am capable of whatever I can imagine during her time at the school. Other speakers in May included New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern, who spoke at Harvard, and U.S. President Joe Biden, who planned to speak at the University of Delaware on May 28th. Delaware is Biden's home state. In addition, sports stars, including soccer's Abby Wambach, tennis great Billie Jean King, Bernie Williams from the New York Yankees, NBA player Dwayne Wade, and Olympic runner Allyson Felix visited universities to speak to students. I'm Dan Friedel.